Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
A couple things we want to remind you. You can always listen to this show, like, streaming.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. old shows, all in the same place.
The Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in forever.
It's been a hot minute.
It's time for Drunk or Kid.
Drunk or Kid!
So, if you don't know what this is, you tell us about the stupid thing you did. We guess if you were drunk or a kid.
Mm-hmm.
My example every time is you grab your skateboard, go up on the roof because it's sloped, and you ride it down.
Yeah.
And then you realize gravity works, and you go flying off the roof, and you go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That either happened when you were young,
yeah.
or you were just hammered.
Or having a midlife crisis, because I've been close. I've been eyeing the roof.
Yes, you.
I've been on my skateboard. I'm thinking I could do it.
So the way this is going to work, the way that I'm seeing it, it's probably going to end up being me against Aaron
mm-hmm.
when the actual competition happens, because you'll know the answers
right.
oh, that's
from the
true.
Callers.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, let's do a three-way competition. Aaron's pulled some headlines. Well, I guess you
it
already
just
know.
You two,
now
yeah.
it's just me against you
okay.
in the prelim round. Oh, wow. Then
Slacker versus T-Hack.
Yeah, no, I'm going to... So I can win this twice then.
Yeah.
Or none.
Okay, so while you're... okay, go ahead. Give us one.
All right. Was at a festival. Had to go number two. No bathrooms close. Went inside a sheltered part of a play structure in a park that was built on a sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
Went number two in the sand, buried it like a cat, and went back to the festivities.
Okay, you see what she's doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Festival.
Festival, yeah, that makes me think drunk right away.
But then there's a kids area, so it's kind of festival that has.
Yeah, also festival can be vague. Am I going first? Who's
okay. T-Hack
oh,
is
I
first.
Was I'm guiding you with oh. my manipulative skills. I've given you all you need to do to make the wrong decision.
I think the answer is drunk because a kid wouldn't cover it up. I think that's the secret.
Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm. Is that what you think?
Yeah. I think
so
a kid
you're going
would just.
Drunk.
Yeah. I mean, if kids are covering it up, then my kids need to learn something. Have some pride.
I think it probably is drunk, but I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to let you have this one. So I'll say kid.
Hmm. Well, it looks like Leo and Hazel need to learn
yeah,
to where to get pride because they were a kid.
They were a kid and yeah. they knew to cover it up. So it's a camper kid. It's a kid whose parents camp or something.
No, I don't know. It was Canada Day is what they said. They had Canada Day festivities in their small town.
Is okay. Canada Day like our 4th of July?
I don't mm-hmm. know. I'm guessing
Do
there's like
a lot
of maple syrup.
Do you not
want
to be asked any qualifying questions
yeah.
during the drunker kid?
Yeah.
I think she just has that sentence. I don't think she has any more
I
background.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you found the story. You didn't read the whole story.
That is
you...
the whole story.
Okay. We got a couple more of these riveting headlines from the always friendly Aaron. Gulp. But right now, this is when we want you to start calling in. Tell us the stupid thing you did, and we will guess if you were drunk or a kid. 303-222-5423.
Okay.
It's one to nothing.
Yeah. Mm. Obeying store rules, wore a shirt and shoes into a subway. Did not wear pants. According to the sign, they were not on the list of required clothes.
I get to go first,
okay.
so I'm going to smoke you on this one. That is obviously a drunk person, and here's why. They wouldn't even boot you out if you were a kid. They'd just be like, that's cute. You're fine.
It's exactly what I was thinking. You could have a.
I'm going to go ahead and just write. Should I write my point now? Here's the thing, though, T-Hack. In the spirit of the game, you know that you too can say drunk
I can guess the same thing.
Yeah, and then it would be 2-1 as opposed to 2-0.
Okay.
So, but I am choosing the correct answer, which is drunk.
I agree with you. The correct answer is drunk. I'll go drunk too.
Okay.
We'll double down.
They were a kid.
That's what I said, right?
No.
Didn't I say?
No.
I said that.
But was the kid hammered?
No.
Are you positive?
He got in trouble for being.
They said technically a teen. That's all the info I have.
Teen drinking. I don't know.
Aaron.
Teen drinking is very bad.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, when people call in with their drunk or kid stories, then we ask them a couple qualifiers, like, whoa, what happened with the horse? Right?
Mm.
And then they can tell us. So, like, in the future, maybe you could have the rest of the information.
Again, why did I double down? What an idiot.
So that's 1-0.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we have time.
I'm losing my shirt here.
Got lost in the dark in my fairly small home's basement for 2 hours. Sat down and cried because I thought I was going to die there.
Oh, it's so obvious what she wants us to think. You know what I'm saying? It's obvious what she wants us to think.
For the first time in my life, I'm not going to overthink it.
Wow.
I'm going to go kid.
Huh.
The crying, the getting lost.
Because she's guiding us, dude.
I mean, it's their house. Like, how drunk do you have to be to get lost in your house? That was a small,
so
right?
You're going kid.
Yeah, small home's basement.
I'll go kid. I'm going kid. Yep. Final answer. This one's
worth
three.
So you locked it in.
Yep.
So this is either going to be me smoking you 2-0 or a 1-1 tie. So I can't lose. Like, physically right now, no matter what, you'll never
so
be
So what
better
are you picking?
Me.
Unless this one's worth double.
Oh my gosh, this just in.
I didn't hear the daily double signal. I don't, that's not what it sounds like.
I'm drunk. I don't know.
The best thing is, yeah, it's just not happening. So
I'm either
winning or.
Oh,
that's not fair. Who did that? Who did that? We can't do that.
That's a good impression, Aaron. That was better.
Thank you.
So it will either be 2-1 TAC, but do you know that if I just choose the same thing as him, we could both be right and it would be 3-2.
Oh,
diabolical.
That is.
I'm going to let you have a chance to beat me on paper.
Okay.
I will say they were a kid. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Okay, I'll take drunk just to give you.
Ooh.
It is the Slacker Show. They were drunk.
Yes! Suck it!
Wow. 100-0.
How did you get...
They said that they were 32.
Okay.
And they were drunk in their own
2 hours and then sat down
and cried. Yeah, okay. The emotional part I get. Okay. All right, well, if you have a story of something stupid you did, injury or crying in a basement, we want to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are playing a rousing round of Drunk or Kid.
Drunk or Kid!
Earlier, if you were listening, I smoked T-Hack 3-0.
Yeah, I thought it was like 100-0. That last one was worth a gazillion.
It was only worth 2, but it's fine. Okay. It's what daily double means.
Okay. I don't do math very well.
clearly. So we're doing Aaron versus I.
Yeah.
Who's going first, Tiak, as the moderator here?
Oh, let's do Aaron.
Okay. You think somehow that gives her an advantage?
I'm nervous.
Antonio?
Yai.
Drunk or kid, what happened? Give us your headline.
Well, I was putting lighter fluid in a wood-burning stove, and I burnt my eyebrows off.
Lighter fluid in
drunk,
a wood-burning
stove. Drunk.
So here's the deal. Aaron's just jumping in with 2 feet.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm explaining where I'm at.
Oh. So lighter fluid in a wood-burning stove, you're going drunk then.
Yeah, I think so.
Because Antonio is a frequent flyer here on the show.
We love
lovely.
Antonio.
So I feel like she's responsible. So I think this...
Yeah.
Like, this was a hard lesson learned.
I don't know if I've ever seen a wood-burning stove.
Yeah, that's why it was so long ago. It was back in the... She was on one of those Taylor Sheridan shows.
You complimented her, and now you're digging.
I'm going to say kid. What were you?
I was a kid. I was 8 years old, and I was putting lighter fluid in my grandfather's wood-burning stove in the garage, and it burnt my eyebrows off, and I tried to hide it up and put Vaseline on my eyebrows.
Yeah. No. So they're back now, or are they still kind of weird?
Well, they're back.
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. Glad to hear it. Thank you. Thank you for the call. All right. Well, looks like I've defeated Aaron.
We're not done
Let's
yet.
Get a look at the traffic.
We're not done yet.
There's a few more.
Oh, okay. Julie?
Hi.
Junker Kid, give us your headline. What happened?
I was setting off bottle rockets, and something went in my eye, and I turned to, like, run to the house to get it out, and I ran into the back of a parked car and broke my nose.
Oh, boy. Mm. That's a lot.
I'm going first, so
yeah,
relax.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm.
And besides, you were just going to start screaming your answer. You're just like, drunk! Drunk!
I wanted to ask a question. Which one are the bottle rockets?
The ones that go...
Okay, thank you. I feel like that's important.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, let me try it again. No, hold on.
He has a failure to launch on that one.
Yeah, Parker has that problem.
The hitting the back of the car, but see, you were like, I want to go drunk. It's 4th of July, but you had something in your eye, and maybe that's why you hit the car. But I don't know if you have enough momentum to break your own nose as a kid. I'm going to take drunk on this one. I'm taking drunk. And now again,
am I allowed to agree?
You're allowed to agree, but no points will be gained. It's a risk reward thing. But yeah. I could either go up 2-0 or I could be. Yeah, it could be 2-1 here. But it's definitely drunk is the answer.
I will say drunk.
So two drunks on this one.
Mm.
Julie, were you drunk or a kid?
I was a child. And the best part is that my mother, to this day, will look at me and say, I should have taken you to the doctor after you did that.
You didn't go to the doctor?
No. When you're a kid,
you
just kind of nose.
No, you just go, you just put your hands together. Oh. You rub them together like Mr. Miyagi, get them real warm and go,
oh my gosh.
So my parents did it. Thank you. Ben. Ben?
Yep, this is him.
Yep,
this is him.
It's Drunker Kid. Give us your headline. We'll.
Aye.
This is, can I guess drunk. What you are now?
A little bit. I'm just kidding. But no, I was at a family friend's house down the street that lived in an apartment downtown. And I needed to use the restroom, so I thought it would be a good idea at night to go off the back of the building. Unfortunately, somebody walked right underneath it, and he wasn't too happy about it.
Okay, so he's peeing on a balcony and peed on a stranger
yeah.
below.
Yeah.
You got the one guy who wouldn't be happy about it. What are the odds?
You're right. He did sell that weird.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't like it.
I'm going to say drunk. I'm going to say drunk again.
Mm.
Now, see, the strategy of me says I'm just going to do what you do, so then I keep my lead.
Oh.
Okay. This is the game theory.
I'm game theorying it up.
Game this.
But, so you took drunk?
Yeah.
Just now? I'm going to take kid, but I'm going to explain to you why I think it's drunk.
Okay.
Tiak has so much obsessive compulsive disorder that he would never put two kids in a row.
I think he would. I don't think he'd do three.
Do I even remember what they are?
So you're taking drunk. I'll take kid. Zach, were you drunk or a kid?
Drunk.
Woo! Made it to the scoreboard.
All right. Better than me.
Thank you. Thanks, thank you for
Ben.
The call, man. Thanks for weakening a country today. Did I call him Zach at the end there? I think I started calling him the wrong name.
Yeah.
Because Zach is up now.
Zach now.
Zach.
Yay.
Yay. You will be the deciding person on Drunk or Kid. So give us your headline.
Yeah, so I got a police escort from Waterworld, and I was drunk.
There's the decision.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh, man. You know, I imagine moments before, I don't know any newscasters anymore, like Lester Holt. I think he just retired or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. There's probably professionals and there's like people
doing the papers
and people doing last minute refinements like to stories, like changing the copy.
Mm-hmm.
We're like a herd of cats running around this room. It's time for News or Nope, where we have to be serious and tell the hard hitting news stories of the day.
Yeah.
And we are literally so ill prepared. We're like,
Aaron, get in here. We're starting.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Only real hope is to decide this is news or nope.
Do you or do you not think the viewership of, like, you know, CNN and all those channels have really dipped? Nobody watches them anymore. Do you think what could save them would be the anchors singing the song before they give the news?
Yes, I do. Actually.
Where it's just like, headline news. And then it's like, good evening. Like, I think that would...
That would help.
Yeah.
Embrace the News or Nope model.
I didn't realize we're kind of innovators. We're the first to try it.
Not kind of.
We are.
Yeah. Wow.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to this innovating program.
Yep, we had it for about 4 seconds there. And then it just the wheels came off and we're back to where we were.
There's going to be a pink full moon this weekend ahead of a meteor shower.
That's such a, there's some, really a thing?
That being said, it's not actually pink. It's just the first full moon of spring.
Oh, they just call it pink.
Exactly, which is pretty cute. But it turns out that full moons can affect your mood. So that's why I've been a raging bitch lately.
I don't think you get to do
it. Works?
It doesn't go backwards.
No, I think it does. No, the past week and a half.
No, I
dude,
think.
No, honestly, anyone else, please text in 303-222-5423. The past week and a half, I've been wanting to crash out so bad. I've been hanging on by a thread.
But Aaron, okay.
What?
I think you're pretty. But you're saying that things can happen on the full moon, but it's not like a buildup.
No, it is a buildup.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is that what what are we calling them? The research team?
Yes,
is that what
they the Slacker Show research team.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot what we called them.
They have those jackets now.
Oh, yeah, the jackets. I did see the jackets came in.
But your mood has been different the past like 5 days. T-Hack is
no, I just, I just, I wasn't
different.
Locked in one day this week and like.
That was a rough day, for sure.
It was.
But that was for different reasons.
Yeah, I just wasn't locked in.
Just kind of felt like a normal week for me.
Okay.
Even dealing with you two, it
seems
pretty normal.
Unaffected by the tides and the flora and fauna, T-Hack is just his own thing.
No, I think the full moon's a big deal. It's always a big deal when it happens.
Is this one
I'm
of the times where we're supposed to put the water out and then put our things?
Yeah, absolutely. One, and to Aaron's point, I think like, obviously, the moon controls the tides, or is controls it, whatever word.
Has an effect
on it, right?
Yeah.
Your body's 70% water.
Oh, you're one of those people. That's right.
Yeah. So how would it not have an effect on you?
Okay. It's great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Back to the full moon, because Slacker seemed like you... No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, are you going to do another story? I'm going to nope one.
Okay. People start to panic when their phone battery hits this percentage. I want the room to guess. When do you start to panic?
52.
Is that really when you panic?
Yes.
I am, you guys.
I'm
sort of
to
glad
that.
You're bringing this up. I don't know what's going on. It's my turn to beg for text.
Okay.
303-222-5423. Both my phone. I'm not like four generations behind. My phone and my watch. My watch was doing the always on, which you do. You get the always on or whatever. I turned that off.
Good.
Raise. Mm-hmm. I killed every app. As I'm leaving my bedroom, it's charged overnight. As I leave my bedroom, it's at 67%. I'm like, what in the F? My watch
is
currently at 27%. It will not make it through the day. You guys, this is ridiculous. And my phone is the same.
And they say charging overnight is actually bad, but it still shouldn't be draining as quickly as it is.
And so you can go into settings and it'll tell you if your battery is hurt and it's like, what's your battery optimization or whatever. And my watch battery still says it's at 94%. So I didn't think, it's weird that you're asking this because I didn't think I had a panic threshold before. There is a number. 50 seems high, Aaron.
52 specifically.
52 yeah. is when you...
That's when I'm like, I need to find a charger.
Yeah, I'm with, I would panic. Agree.
Do you know when it changes colors? What number does it change color?
20. I think it's usually 20.
20 is red, though.
No, 20 is yellow. 10 is red.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Usually, yeah.
Unless you put it in like low power mode, and then I think it's yellow as well.
I panic when it changes colors. So it's I'm probably 20.
Hmm. Mm. Well, you are part of the, let's see, 1/3 of people don't panic until they hit 20%.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. But most people start to panic at 38%.
Hmm. That feels reasonable.
Yeah.
I think Aaron's a psychopath.
Yeah. Well, the
52.
No.
Like,
yeah. The real psychopaths are the ones like when we were in school and going out and stuff who wouldn't charge their phone before we go out.
Yeah.
We're leaving for the bar and they're at 18%. And they're like, yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how
that's
it goes.
That's wild.
You know you're going to get a ride with somebody.
What are you doing?
That's somebody who doesn't want to pay for Uber later.
Yeah, you're making me nervous.
No, because they're going to ride with you.
Because I'm fully charged.
Yeah. Is that a euphemism or is that...
it's a few things.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Something that you shouldn't be doing. Drivers are multitasking, but not just texting and driving. Don't do that. People are brushing their teeth. Styling their hair, and eating meals, all while trying to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quick question for the room.
Yeah.
My beard's getting a little longer. I've been kind of growing it out or whatever. And then there was some flyaway hair. So like, do you feel like I've gotten all the flyaways gone? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're very backlit from the window, and I don't see
so
any.
So you don't see the flyaways?
Mm-mm.
Trimmed them all on the way into work today.
Oh, okay.
Literally put it in autopilot and the backlight on me was perfect so you can see the flyaways and I have a tiny little pair of scissors.
That's kind of different because you do have autopilot, but you still shouldn't be doing that.
Why? And like,
yeah. Didn't that make a mess in your car?
No, they're just, then I got out, I have my Be a Good Person shirt on and then I just got out and went,
so you didn't listen to your shirt. You are putting your life on the line as well as others.
Yeah, but
that's
my
not a good person.
And then littering.
Take it off. You don't deserve it.
Take off the shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's that time. We're court ordered once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's Friday.
Oh my God. The panic hits Aaron. It's Feel Good Friday. I have an idea.
Okay.
For next week, probably.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe a couple weeks from now, at some point.
Okay.
I think we dress up for Feel Good Friday. I think we just have...
Why?
I don't know. I just think...
What do you mean?
Because we are shooting videos now a lot more often for things in the show. And I just think... Like, it would be a way for people to go, like, when they go to see the videos, they'll just see the thumbnail and
like
Aaron's wearing, like, unicorn ears or something. It's like, oh, this must be the Feel Good Friday.
Mm.
So we're just like, we put on, like, the Elton John sunglasses or something.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we just do something to differentiate. It's like, hey, this isn't the normal soccer show. We don't have TX normal resting woof face.
Yeah, his RBF.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, look, they're
cute.
So anyway, you're going to hear one, maybe two, possibly even three feel-good stories.
Wow.
Keep it tight, Bright. Who's going?
All right. This story comes out of South London.
You know we don't do that on the Feel Good Friday. We don't have to say where it's from. You know, we're not doing the like, ow!
I know. There's one person that gets really offended when we do that. Anyways.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, specifically the British
accent.
They don't like that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, well then we absolutely do that.
This is Feel Good Friday.
Oh, sorry.
They said they weren't going to listen again, and I said, toodaloo.
Cheerio.
They did not say they're never listening
they did.
Again.
They did, yeah.
Because of Hello?
Because of
Hello on Stupid accent, Stories.
Yeah.
They're done.
We do the Texas accent. We do every accent.
Guys, it's like, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, you're right.
My God. All right, start over.
A three-year-old boy somewhere.
Yeah, just push your way through it. Just keep going.
Has been joyfully reunited with his beloved toy elephant thanks to the power of social media and a caring local
butcher. I want you to know it's only going to be two stories today because this was mine.
Was it really?
Yes, it's such a good story.
It is. So this little boy lost his teddy bear and it was bedtime. And he was heartbroken. That was or I guess it was an elephant.
But it's his lovey. It's his teddy. Yeah. Teddy bears become the catch-all.
Mm. And so the mom was posting on social media. That got spread around. Someone said, I saw that elephant in the window of a butcher shop.
Because the butcher had been like walking on the street and saw it, is important to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It wasn't like for sale.
No.
Okay. It's Feel Good Friday.
Sorry.
My God, we are so bad at this.
I'll take the lamb chops I'll take that elephant.
I'm going to keep the music going. Maybe that'll help.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. So through social media, the mom was able to figure out where it was, went and picked it up. Hmm. So the boy and the elephant have been reunited and he can sleep peacefully.
I don't think what I'm about to do makes it anti-Feel Good Friday.
Okay.
When I saw the story, I was really wanting to do it, but then I was like, they missed the opportunity.
What do you mean?
Like, at that point, then don't you also, on its way back to the kid, like do the Flat Stanley thing and put that elephant on some kick-ass adventures? Like your friend's going to London and you let him take it to London real quick and get a picture next to the Eiffel Tower. Kind of thing. Like,
so that is a fun thing to do, but like this boy needed the elephant. It was more so the urgency was there.
But don't you think it would have been great had they taken the like elephant to London and then as they were getting off the plane, I don't know, what would somebody say as you're getting off the plane in London? Tia, can you give me like an example? Something like that.
Governor.
There we go.
Cheerio.
Don't you think we should have?
Tea and crumpets and all that.
Oh boy.
The spirit of Feel Good Friday.
We do taxes. We do everything. Okay.
Not everything. Okay. We don't do everything.
When it's in the China area,
we don't. You're right.
Tiak, why don't you go?
My story is out of, I know we don't say it, but it's important. My story is out of Parker, Colorado.
No way.
As just the other day, my wife was picking up my son from school. And got home right as the garbage truck had just passed our house. My son, being 5,
loves the garbage truck.
Loves it.
So they got out and they're in the driveway, kind of seeing it. I wasn't there for this. My wife told me the garbage truck driver reversed the truck. He saw my son waiting, reversed it, said, come on over. Let him kind of check out the truck. And then it gets even better. He pulls out a waste management. Shout out waste management.
Get after it.
A garbage truck matchbox car.
My God.
And gave it to him.
And said, you're a kid who loves a garbage truck. Here you go. And my son was over the moon because this garbage. And he didn't even say his name. I want to give him a personalized shout out, but his name or anything. But that was just awesome customer service. Just take the time out of your busy day, because I know you probably have gazillion houses
so
to do.
So many of I don't want to say those people, but like the guys who drive the garbage trucks, it was the exact same for Noah when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to love that the little kids are into it. They never gave him a toy, but he would stop, wave, get out, like knuckle bump him or whatever.
It was awesome. Yeah. So both my kids got to kind of check out the garbage truck and all that. So if your garbage was late, it was my fault.
If you're that garbage person, that sanitation engineer, text in to 303-222-5423. As soon as we see your name, we'll give you a shout out.
In fact,
I would just like to say,
hello.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. There's two things we need to talk. Okay, there's a couple. We got to talk about a couple different things. Number one, Erin shoves something through her head.
Yeah, intentionally.
Doesn't she always? But now she's like, I just asked her, did I ask that wrong? You were in the room. Did I ask it wrong?
It was the tone that you had.
I said, are you going to wear your hair up all the time now because you shoved that thing through your head?
You said it differently. How did I say it? Are you going to wear your hair up all the time now? Yeah, you did.
Do I sound like that, Tiak?
Do I sound like that, Tiak? Yes.
This seems like an issue between you two.
What do you call the thing that you shove through your head?
A piercing?
You've been calling it a different word.
This one's an industrial.
And when she came in and just said it, like, so off the cuff, she was like, I got an industrial. And, like, Tiag and I are both like, yeah, me too. Like,
No, I never heard it called
before
that either.
Before yesterday, had you ever heard that?
Mm-mm.
What is industrial? An area of town where industry is done.
Yeah, it's the bar.
Right, but do you honestly believe that two suburbanite dads know that it's called that?
I figured me showing you, it would be like, oh, that makes sense.
No, but you said it like, you got an industrial. And we're like, what? And then you point to your head and we're like, what? Your hair's up, what? Like, I don't.
But yes, I will be wearing my hair up because hair gets wrapped around it and it hurts.
So if you happen to see...
It's the I think we need to explain it. I feel like it's the piercing.
Well,
that has
I think maybe we don't.
I'm pretty sure that people know what it is.
Everyone listening knows exactly what an industrial
more,
is.
I would say more than you think. Yeah,
more men or women.
I just mean in general, more people than you think know what it is.
It just means that if you pierce in two places and shoved a bar between them,
yeah, because you can get an industrial vertical.
Where
as well, you get it through here.
Is that what you call if you go through like your mommy parts? What's that called?
No, that's just...
Just a regular...
Yeah, those have different names depending on the location.
Okay, so if you want to just find a bar that serves Moscow Mules and you'll see Aaron's industrial. Okay, here's the real thing I wanted to talk about. How do you guys feel about narcs?
Boo.
Depends on the situation if we're being honest.
Say when.
Well, I don't know. If someone's like... If their life is on the line.
Like if they keep putting holes in their head, somebody should intervene.
Yes. When do you want us to step in and stop you from poking in more industrials? This is a really dumb thing and it's probably not airworthy. But it's too late. We're on the air, so we don't have any choice. If somebody's a narc, do you want to point out that they're a narc?
Depends,
or do you want to just
again,
let him be the narc?
No, because sometimes you gotta...
Like snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
You gotta alert people that there's a narc around. Mm-hmm. Be cool.
And if it's a narc about stupid stuff.
Because then it's just adding a bunch of unnecessary drama and it's effing dumb.
It's like, okay, imagine a scenario where like you're at the grocery store of old... Where it was like 15 items or less in the thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Where it actually had a sign. And then there's somebody standing in line going, 1, 2, 3, 4. And they're counting other people's carts. And they go over to the manager and like, he has 17.
That's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't do, like, that's
like,
fine.
That's just, you're a
as
piece of hell.
As long as you don't have like a full cart, have 20 items, have 25, okay. I don't care.
Right. So that version of a narc is a terrible person. Yeah. We don't like insignificant narcs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a tattletale. It's like, just mind your business.
Just cool it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk about our text line and some of you little pieces of crap.
Yeah, I saw that.
Listen, if I want to come on and talk smack about Carson, I'm going to do that. I could. They talk smack about me all the time. And I want to be really crystal clear about something. Our whatever perceived beef ball with the morning show only exists in the minds of you dumb little narcs.
We
get along.
We don't need a name call.
Yeah, we do, because they're a narc. If you're listening to us.
We can call them narcs, but the dumb part was
that's
little.
A dumb thing to narc about. Like,
I missed the text. What did...
If you listen to us right now, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you also like the morning show... Oh my God.
Wow. Thank you. Even better.
And you think Heather Collins is cool? Hang out with us all day.
Absolutely.
You are what we call a preferred listener, and we want you to just touch Aaron's industrial.
That's weird.
But if you think we hate him, or you think that you gotta... So the other day, what did I even say?
You were talking about people who wear jerseys. specifically abs jerseys to hockey games.
Yes.
Put me in, coach. Right. Like, that's not why we're wearing them.
I know, but some people are.
No.
Okay. But you know some people are. No. Yes. Some people, you just kind of...
They're just a fan.
No, I know. I understand that, but two things can be true. Right?
No.
There's just some people just like... So like...
Yeah, I agree. Some people are that way. They're living out a glory day kind of thing.
That's all I'm trying to say.
They're like, I used to put a football. It happens definitely in football. All the time. So it happens in other sports.
You're just like, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
They
don't actually think that they're going to get called up by the coach. Wasn't there one time where it was like, I think it was hockey.
I think a goalie got called in.
It was like a Zamboni driver.
Yes. Because like so many goalies had gotten hurt, and they're like, "Is there anyone?" It's like, and I'm like, "Yeah."
Or yeah.
And there's Carson jumping off the Zamboni.
So what happens?
Okay, but all I said, but also I love Carson.
Yes.
In fact, we have given out Carson's Insta, and I wanted to keep doing this every day. Mm-hmm. Carson on the air or Carson on air?
Yeah,
the air.
Because he needs to go to Burger King.
Carson on the air, please DM him and tell him to go get a Whopper. Because he's trying to be resistant to our Whopper thing that we got going. And it's like, yes, hit him up. We love Carson. But I can also say, he's a bit of a wannabe when it comes to hockey. I mean, could I get on skates and skate circles around Carson? Absolutely not. He would make me look like an idiot. But he also has it in his head that someday Bednar's going to turn around and go, where is he? Okay?
I don't think he has that in his head.
He does.
No. No.
It's a former athlete thing. I'm the same way. Yes. It's a dream.
Aaron just doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You don't get it. But it's like you.
Okay, but no. Here's the thing. Because growing up, I absolutely put together an outfit for its concert thinking that like Joe Jonas is going to spot me in the crowd and be like, that's the one.
Yep, that's it. That's what I'm saying. Or you go see Lord of the Dance as a former Irish dancer yourself and you've got clogs in your backpack.
That's I don't have them in my backpack. I don't just keep those on me.
I'm wearing them. Hello. Gotta be ready.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
No.
Yes. There's just a thing that people actually have in their head. And
I don't think they do as adults.
The only person
I don't know.
In this room other than myself that's willing to admit it.
Yeah.
If Dave Grohl were to have broken both of his hands
and
just been like, hey, I need a guitarist, would you be like, I got you?
I got you.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have stayed sober at a concert thinking they could call me up. It could happen.
Yeah.
Or if Eddie trips, or he's dead now, but like.
For basketball, the dream is you get to do like the half court thing and then they're kind of sealed. Oh, good form on that half. Oh. Should we talk to that
guy? He did the whole beef thing.
Yes.
He did all the little follow through. We're like, look at that guy.
That's a dream. You know it's not going to happen, but it's in the back of your mind.
But you just do that. Anyway, long story longer, I talked a little smack in a big brother, little brother way about Carson. And you little narcs are like, God, I almost said the old text line. 303-222-5423. Like, way to tell. They're just sitting there and they got an alarm set on their phone. Go to text Carson. Hey, Slacker's talking mad smack about you. No, that's not mad smack. I was talking mad smack about all mankind. We're all dumb enough to think that we're going to get put in.
Yes, I agree.
And Carson has a penis. So he's included in the subset of all mankind.
Mm-hmm. I would think Carson would have to go then listen to the audio and go, what?
Right.
What?
But Carson won't go listen to the audio.
He'll just take the narcs.
And he'll be like, Slacker hates me. And now you little narc, you won. I've got 15 items in my car. Congratulations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Slacker. Get the intro ready.
Oh, no.
I'm teed off.
Oh, wait.
Get it now. Come on.
Dude, you got to tell me while the song's playing.
Yeah, that was kind of unfair.
Get this on my face?
You're always a little red. Well, doesn't he look like he needs a poop?
No.
That's separate.
Okay, here we go, I think. I gotta trim this down.
Yeah.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Hack don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. And so let's get teed up with T-Hack.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
The problem is I'm never quite as mad after I hear the song.
I know, the song is just a little too happy. I think it needs to be closer to the one that Aaron wrote, which was just anger.
Yeah.
It was
just too long.
Do you know what it is? It's like...
Needs more...
Like, news or nope and teed off. You're like, teed off. Oh, wait a minute. We might have something there.
Okay, so let me preface this by saying I feel with certainty that Slacker is one of these people.
Oh boy.
And so this
am I one of the people that you're teed off
that
at?
That I'm teed off at. And so this might get ugly.
Okay. So it won't be ugly for long.
Okay.
Because I can just turn your microphone off. Watch this.
Hello?
You gotta talk really loud to try to be picked up on our microphones. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I can't cook. All right. Let's just put all my cards on the table. Can't cook.
Okay. May I just quickly correct you? You choose not to learn to cook.
Oh, you have a point. Someone gifted you a cookbook and you haven't even cracked it open.
Because we don't know who it was, and I'm afraid it's laced with cyanide.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm worried about it.
I opened mine.
Huh?
You did? Yeah.
Oh.
I'm gonna look at the recipes.
I just threw mine away.
Why? It's a good cookbook.
No, I had Cooking with Water or something. I had a weird cookbook. Oh.
I had like my very first cookbook. It felt offensive.
But you need it, obviously.
But again, I just want you to, it's one of those things where it's like, I can't figure out how to cut my own fingernails. And it's like, yes, you can.
Okay, I have no desire to learn, maybe.
Sure.
Is that?
But that's more acceptable.
It's
still
sad. But
you just walk around through life going, I can't. And it's like, mm-mm.
I don't think I sound like that.
Yeah, you're like, I can't cook. I don't cook. No,
I don't even talk about cooking. You two are the ones who are like, you need to cook. And I'm like, I think I'm doing fine.
Your wife
made it this far.
Yeah,
it does seem like you know how to cook.
So
there's an insult in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this man.
Doesn't seem like it.
But I like watching the cooking shows. There's an ASMR element to them a little bit. So anyways, we're watching.
Are you a Food Network guy or which?
Yeah,
channel?
We also like Taste Made. It's another channel that we get.
Yeah.
I don't think I have that. If it's on Hulu, maybe
did
I have
to go
find it.
Did they start as like a YouTube? Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah. But now it's on. We have YouTube TV and it's just on there. So like Jamie
Taste
Oliver
Me?
Is the guy who we watch all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And he's awesome. He's got that accent and he cooks and does everything.
Yum. Okay.
But everyone who's good at cooking, everyone who knows how to cook, does this thing that drives me nuts. And I know Slacker because Aaron knows this. I have a thing with heat, the hot oven. Mm-hmm. I get a little skittish. I'm going to burn myself.
Skittish. You don't even like, because you have the stove on top of the oven, like both things at the same time.
Yeah, I don't like them both on. And some of the time they're like, put it in the oven for 30 minutes. And I'm like, that's way too long. Don't run the oven for 30 minutes. Does it have a fireball in your house for 30? What are you doing? It's dangerous.
Are you being serious right
now? Yeah, it feels dangerous.
You have so many weird little tics that maybe this one has like,
this
I
one
haven't
is,
noticed this one
No,
before?
This one's very serious.
Yeah. 30 minutes. Get on with it. It's an oven. Turn it off. You're running gas and flames and stuff.
You don't care about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But like,
oven is on all day.
Oven gets turned on at like 6 in the morning and gets turned off like at 8 at night.
Or especially when they turn on the stove and they put something on, like let it simmer 30 minutes. It's like, that seems
when I make my world famous green chili, it's on the stove for at least 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yes.
What?
And like, I've cooked it.
And
it's
you just
on
walk
hot,
away from
then,
it and stuff?
Yes. I set reminders in my phone to go and stir it so it doesn't get like sludge on the bottom.
Okay.
But yeah. That's
so
what do you think about like grills? The stuff that, like, if you're making brisket or something, that has to smoke for like 12 hours.
I know. He's been trying to convince me to get one of those, and I'm
get
always.
Get a Traeger?
I'm always like, you know, maybe. But I'm like, no.
You couldn't like let a Traeger just run all day.
No, it scares me. It's too dangerous. And you're just trusting everyone else who goes into the kitchen to know that the oven's on and know the stove is going to know that's hot.
What do you think is going to happen to them?
They will touch it. They could touch it.
You can touch outside.
Not if something's sitting on the stove, if it's simmering for 8 hours.
Oh my God, dude. This isn't
even what's teed off, what I'm teed off about.
No,
we're teed
we
off.
Need a teed off with Slacker and Aaron theme because you're insane.
It seems dangerous.
I'm trying to think if there's any food that he eats that has been.
That does take that long.
Yeah, because it's like, you need to understand the cause and effect and the good, like you need to reap the benefits. Do you like pulled pork?
Yeah.
Pulled
I like
pork
it.
Is a 12-hour
like
adventure,
AHAC
bro.
AHAC makes bread, like she homemade does, yeah. bread. That probably takes, I don't know how long, maybe 20, 30 minutes
in the
oven?
Like 20, yeah.
20? Mm-hmm. So that's okay? You're...
as long as one at a time, because we have the double oven. Don't turn them both on. It's overkill. You know, you're going to overload the system.
I'm sorry if you're in your car and you're wondering why there's so many pauses after TAC talks.
We're processing.
Okay. Well, this have never been in a position where I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
You realize the insanity in so many people's thinking on a lot of subjects. You're insane. This is insane.
You told
it's what an oven does. I know. It's an oven's, your poor double oven doesn't get to be a double oven. Like it's just sitting there going,
just keep it reasonable.
Put it in me. Keep it
just a reasonable amount of time. Just like you were telling us about a pizza oven the other day, and you were like, it's 900 degrees in there. Not in my house. No way.
Well, it's not inside your house, one. No. It's a little.
I won't let my neighbors get one. Like, I won't. That's way too hot. Anyways, what I'm teed off about.
No, listen to me. Everyone listening is going to need time to process what you've said. I'm going to need to go throw up for a minute.
Why?
Because.
Why?
I have respected you incorrectly for a long time. I thought your tics were cute and funny. And now this is a lot. Dude.
You're concerned.
This is a lot. Like, yeah, I need a minute. So
okay.
If you give a flying about why TAC is teed off, you're just going to have to wait a few more minutes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. If you're still here, congrats. TAC has laid some heavy knowledge on us that he can't turn his ovens on for longer than 30 minutes, and God forbid he turns both of them on.
And the stove. That can't be one at a time.
Yeah, all three at the same
time.
Nothing
can cook for longer than 25 minutes in his house, lest he gets an anxiety attack.
It just seems like overkill. It seems like if an accident's going to happen, I mean, if a fire is going to start, is the oven on or off?
But how do you feel about restaurants?
I don't know.
You don't think about it there?
It's not my house.
Do you eat pizza?
I do.
Yeah, you know that their ovens are on
almost exclusively
all day. All day.
Yeah, it is, but
it's just on.
But it's always all day.
Like right now, while we're talking, there's a pizza oven on right now.
There's 14 of them on.
Yeah. And they're at 900 degrees. Like if it's at one of those fancy restaurants, I go to Cattivella and you eat at the bar area.
There's an open flame.
It's just right
going.
There and it's the brick, and they just shove the pizza in there and they take it right back out because it's done.
Yeah,
it
always just feels like that's somehow more industrial, you know, like that it's made for a restaurant. This is a home. This is my home, so it's not meant to be running all day.
Can you?
Should I run it all day?
Can you Google statistics of how many houses have burnt to the ground because of an oven? Because I imagine it's negligible. Like you're smart enough to know that you can fly on a plane. Like when a plane crashes, oh my God, 200 people die. Ah, that's awful. But tens of millions that same day didn't die.
Yes.
Which makes the statistical improbability of that significant enough that it's the safest way to travel. Your oven is the plane crash. Well, how is it a lot?
Cooking is the leading cause of home fires in the U.S. But no, that makes
sense.
No, that makes sense.
Wow.
Okay. Honey, hold on.
Turn it off. We're removing the oven.
All I said was cooking. No, that includes microwaves.
But
that includes stoves. I'm not done.
But it's all fires.
Hold on. So cooking is the leading cause of home fires in the U.S., with ovens accounting for approximately 16% of these incidences. In 2023, there were 167,800 residential building cooking fires.
You are not.
Resulting in 125 deaths and 2,500 injuries. Not a lot. It's not a lot.
We have weakened.
I'm at a loss for words.
Okay.
But that's...
The That's truly not a lot. That's in the U.S. There were only 167,000. How many people are in the U.S.?
Aaron, you're not helping right now.
Yeah.
You're off Google duty. You no longer get
to
be.
There's 340 million people in the U.S.
Only three towns of Parker have gone up in flames. Like, what do we? No, I'm not. So all I can do is just limit my risk, and that would be not running the oven too long. It's perfectly logical. It's perfectly logical.
This was supposed to be teed off with T-Hack, and now just everyone hates
Now it's
him.
Just frustration it's in just, general.
Okay. Do you want to tell us why you're teed off, or do you think anybody still cares?
Yes. So now that let's let Slacker simmer a little bit.
Oh, no, can I simmer? There's a fire!
Okay. I like watching the cooking shows, and as
you're such a hypocrite.
Yes.
Why? Why?
So other people can be you're like the worst type of person. Like you won't
yeah,
do
but
it.
Why about the cooking?
like I don't care if Guy Fieri is risking his life being around four. He's got four people on four different cooking stations.
Andy, their ovens are on the whole on time. His shirt.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's got a bowling shirt on. Oh Guy, no Guy.
Those are professionals, and they proceed at their own risk. And I watch from a safe distance on my couch.
So then, yeah, just
perfectly logical.
Educate yourself and cook. I don't know.
I have a migraine. Like I, okay.
Okay. So I don't like the heat, as we've established. And people who know how to cook,
could we postpone this one more break? Can we kick this can even further down the road?
Yeah.
And like, go. If you want to know what TIAC. Listen on Thursday in October.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I can do this right now.
Yeah. We haven't. You remember, you do this thing. And so you're going to be even more mad than you are now. I guarantee.
Get all sharp objects away from me right now.
I guarantee you do this
Get
thing.
Get everything away from me, Aaron. I'm dead
I'm
serious.
I'm so scared.
Don't fail like you failed at Googling. Get things away from me. Like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's the Belco Studios. I have a Belco water bottle that I am going
Sounds
to fling
dangerous.
At his... That is going to leave a mark.
I didn't even know microwaves were dangerous until Aaron said. So now we're removing all of it.
Okay, keep going.
People who are good at cooking do this thing because they cook all the time, right? So they're used to it. They pull stuff out of the oven. They're used to it. I'm not used to it. That's why I'm skittish. But you think you're better than the fire. And you do this thing. They do it on all the cooking shows where... They have to get something out of the oven, and they don't put an oven mitt on. They just like loosely kind of grab a towel and grab it out, and then he's holding it with the towel all
the
bunched
towel
up.
The towel is replacing the oven
but
mitt.
But it's all
That's
bunched,
it.
And he's barely, his hand, his fingers almost touching the hot, and he's showing the camera, and he's like, oh, look at that. And it's like, hey, dude, put an oven mitt on. You're not better than safety.
Yes.
Be safe. Put an oven mitt on. Why wouldn't you? What other
he's
area?
Got a, they've got a towel.
A and, towel?
Which is doing the job of an oven mitt.
It covers their whole just hand. A, they're not wrapping the towel around their whole hand. They're barely
they
having
don't need
the only
like
part
armor.
Of your hand that's...
They don't need it. Will they not? Could they not get burned? Can professional chefs not get burned?
That's the thing. They get burned constantly. So they're calloused
so
and it doesn't matter.
They? Why wouldn't they put an oven mitt on? It protects just... their whole hand. Their whole hand. In what other area of your life do you go, eh, I don't need safety. I've been driving my whole life. What do I need a seatbelt for?
I'm
a pro.
You, right now, seem like you don't care about safety.
Put an oven mitt on. No, you're not better than the
I'm
fire.
I'm going to put two
you,
oven mitts on.
You need to duck, Junior.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Gen Z is ruining everything. Thanks, Aaron. There we go.
Glad I can help.
More for you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
No, because I'm kind of locked in, so I don't want it. I don't want more. You guys are killing the alcohol business.
Mm-hmm.
How many Moscow mules have you had this week?
Yep. I'm not. You're welcome.
But why? Like, TIAC is kind of admitting it. Like, you really think this is happening. Like, there's a story out that the new shroom drinks are kind of taking over, and I just want to say, if you know of a good shroom drink... Text in to 303-222-5423. You guys are all going to hate me for this, but the BREZ, you're now going to get advertisements on your phone. But it's not good. I tried it. It's not good.
Did it taste?
Yeah.
No, it tastes fine.
Oh, okay.
They're just like one can, which the cans are like the mini 7-Up can size, the tiny little thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they're like one can, you know, feels like you've got a good buzz on. Two cans, look out. Three cans, you're going to be the wildest person at the... And you're like, I did a case of this crap.
It's just nothing? Just
nothing.
It didn't kick in ever?
No. Nothing. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that's good, like...
Yeah, I feel that way about CBD. What is that?
Really?
I think it's fake.
What?
I think it's nothing.
It's not supposed to make you buzz. I thought it's just supposed to heal you, isn't it?
It's supposed to make you relaxed.
It doesn't?
I mean, no, I don't. It has not worked for me whenever I've had a CBD anything. It's just... I just feel
I
the
used
same.
To put the... What
I'm
you,
still grinding my teeth.
Really?
I don't feel relaxed.
I used to put tincture. Is that what you call it?
I think so.
Tincture under my tongue to try to go to sleep.
Oh.
And I kind of agree.
Okay. Because they make like... Don't they make CBD like in the bath and they make CBD like everything?
I don't think you can get into your body enough in the bath.
Well, no. It like gets absorbed through your skin, helps with muscle recovery
really
or
works.
Something, helps with muscle... I don't know. I think it does because they have like creams too.
I think you took a bath.
So right. I think like, it's one of those things where it's like, have you ever bought...
It's the same way that like Epsom salts work.
I think that just works on the surface of your skin. Dude, there was... Okay. There's this whole thing where it's like, and I don't want to take down particular brands, but like if you... Any of the stupid stuff you get in advertised on Facebook or whatever. Buy this stuff and you'll lose weight. So then I was like, when I was first trying to lock in, you buy the stuff. And then if you read the pamphlet, it's like, take two scoops of this twice a day, but then also exercise 14 times a day, cut your calories down to 1500. And you're like, it's that.
Yeah.
Like if I don't take your two scoops and do the other two things you've written, I'm going to lose weight.
That's true.
Then your thing is a lie. And like, same to your point, CBD, put this in your bath and you'll be relaxed at the end. It's like, right, but a bath relaxes you.
It's both things because CBD helps, I looked it up. It helps with inflammation. It helps calm responses.
Inflammatory.
Thank you. And it can permeate through human skin. Like that's how it works.
Are we sure that's a real thing?
Yeah.
Because I remember at some point, wasn't there like some snake oil where they're like, oh, you need more vitamin C, rub it on your skin. And like, you can't, it doesn't soak in that way. Like where vitamin C gets absorbed, like some things can come in through your skin, but it's like, you need vitamin C in your stomach or something. And like, you can't like
to really
rub it on your
effect.
Elbow and have it be like, oh, now you're set. You just warded off malaria.
You're the life of the party now.
I don't think
he's on that vitamin C.
Right? Okay. Anyway, so two things are happening. One, they're doing the shrooms, the shroomy beverages, which I want, again, text in if you know any good ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you saw, these ones are not magic mushrooms.
No, it's lion's mane and the breeze.
The study.
Oh.
That they're saying. They're saying
it's lion's
like
mane, which breeze has that in there as well, I think.
Okay. So they're so they're not drinking alcohol.
There's no alcohol in it.
Okay.
Some of them have a little bit of the shroom and a little bit, and some of them have some of the magic, but mostly lion's mane.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of mushrooms. The whole mushroom industry is like...
It's booming right now, for sure.
But like, I haven't had any positive effects yet.
Mm.
And I've even...
I just picked them off a burger not too long ago. It's like, I'm not in on that.
The other thing that TX said off the air that's blowing my mind, and then Aaron concurred, you guys don't go to clubs.
Mm-mm.
It's over? Like, you never go.
No.
I think it's because of COVID or the pandemic. I think there was either two options, right? Everyone would be locked down. And then when we opened up, it's like, we're making up for lost time.
And we're just going to go nuts.
But I think everyone went, I don't really miss it as much as I thought I would. Or the younger generation, Gen Z, is like, we never went out. And now we don't know how to go out because we never did it. Now
we just
hang out. Yeah.
So where do you go to dance?
I don't. I'll go to like improper city or like more of a bar.
So you just stand in the middle of a bar by yourself and dance?
No, well, with a group of people and we'll just like dance that way. But it's not clubbing. Clubbing's not a thing anymore. No one wants to pay $18 for one drink.
And that's what happens at a club still.
Yeah, so, and bars too, but...
Yeah, cover to get in,
yeah.
Uber down there, expensive drinks, headache the next morning. I mean, if you've never done it, you only see the negative
side. The downside.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I don't want to do any of that. And it's like, no, but it's fun, or your friends are there, or you make memories, all this stuff. And they're like, I can do that a different way.
Yep. We can have a house party or something. Yeah. Just chill out at home.
Yeah. I got a bunch of vitamin C.
Aren't you a DJ? Don't you want people?
No, I do. Yeah, but I mean, I can't control that. It's just the crowd is shifting older.
So it's just,
I don't think it's a big thing like when you turn 21 to go out anymore.
Mm-mm. It's not.
I don't think. Yeah.
Because I've been like wondering what's going to happen when Noah turns 21. Like, what? Where would I take him? Do I take him to the church? Because he's never been. And like,
I've only been there once when I was 21.
Wow.
Okay. Well, Noah, when you turn 21, we're going to go watch the geriatric crowd.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Rolling.
Okay. Yeah. There's a thing. Like, I don't know what's going on lately on this show. People thought for a long time that like I didn't like T-Hack because
they still think that.
They do?
Yeah. I went and I checked the comments on the QVC video on Facebook.
Yeah.
People are still like, Slacker's so mean. He hates T-Hack. He only thinks that he's right. Like, I stopped listening because of Slacker.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a little harsh. I don't get it.
I even at the very end, because I do the closed captioning or the subtitles or whatever, and at the very end of that video, you say like, I hate you, and I put, no, he doesn't, with like a little heart.
Right.
Because you don't. You truly don't.
I don't. Uh-oh. I'm just fascinated that a guy can watch QVC as a closer. You know what I mean? It's like, baby, before we go to bed, you want to see what's on QVC? I'm just like, that's insane to me, but that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. I like to make it a little more tricky for me, you know? I like to put up some obstacles.
Anyway, T-Hack, let this be the declaration publicly that I don't hate you.
Oh my gosh.
It's Aaron that I don't like.
Oh, okay.
I think you
hear that, texters.
Slacker doesn't like anybody. Get rid of him. There's a story out that basically says, if you're in a group, like it's a Friday at the office or it's a Wednesday girls' night at the office, and you just hear everybody kind of going, "Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna go over. We're hitting the patio at the View House tonight. Whatever." You can go, "God, that sounds fun. Can I join you?" And it says that's a good way invite yourself to some other people's plans.
Yeah.
Like, they're sitting around going, oh my God, I'm going to have OP. They have the Rock.
Okay, I want to go. That's too fancy. I want to do that. It has to be like the right group of people, the right place. Like if you're just going to View House, sure, I'll ask. OP,
you're
no.
going to ask. Like, shouldn't I ask? Like, shouldn't I be going like, well, a bunch of us are going, but if I'm like, T-Hack, what time you want to meet at View House? Like, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, let's do like 7:30 or something.
Yeah, 7:30 is great.
8, yeah, we can.
Oh God, they have that one tequila lemonade thing. That
yeah.
I would absolutely.
No way. This is a T-Hack and Slacker party. What are you doing?
Then you can tell me that after, if I ask.
But for me to say that. Then I'd have to be like, you know, that's cool. Yeah, of course you can come.
Or you can say, you know what? I'm just trying to spend time with T-Hack. I get it.
Respect. But I would never. See, you've made it. By you doing the thing that I would never do, now you've ruined my life as well.
I'm taking you down with me.
I couldn't say no to her.
Why not?
How do you turn?
What if this is the day that I'm going to try to make my move? On T-Hack.
Then you have to let me watch it.
No, I'm not going to let. I'm just not going to make my move. I would not. So I would never ask, but I would also not be able to say no to you. Like if it was.
I agree. I think it's you're doing an awkward thing and you're putting the group in an awkward position to now like, well, they won't shut you down. Like, yeah, because it's awkward. Because they don't want to. Because it's like.
It's fascinating that you would invite yourself. But I mean, here's the thing. There's a news story about it, so apparently other people do it.
Yeah.
I think it's so weird.
I think it's more common than you think.
You've done this. Yeah. You've been like...
Only a handful of times. Because again,
and are you friends with those people anymore?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
They do not like you.
And now they include me because they know I'm interested. They know.
Because they know they have to include you because you're just going to insert yourself in their plans anyway.
Whatever.
I would just be too nervous that they would, as soon as I go, can I come? Yeah, yeah, we'll meet you there. And then I'd walk away and they go, can you believe that guy?
Like, what? Hello?
Is that, that is what are we exactly going to do? Should we cancel? Should we, what do we do? Like, how do we get him out of there?
Yes, we should cancel.
I'm so insecure that so I would just skip it all. I don't want to. Them to talk about me.
I would never go wherever they're going ever again.
Yeah.
View House, I would erase it from my phone. I'd be like,
quit
no
my
other.
Job,
oh my
just
God.
The yes.
Shave my head.
I'm on my way to Austin. I'm moving to Austin. Like, okay. So let's just practice it.
Okay.
Let's just go somewhere. No, I'm just trying to figure out.
Do you want
to
go to.
You guys have fun. Have so much fun. I'm moving to Austin.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a kind of unorthodox coping mechanism for when life is coming at you way too fast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story of something that really only happens in movies.
Okay, I'll wait.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in New Jersey.
New Jersey? What?
New Jersey.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Got some leather jackets.
What?
You know, it's... We try so hard, but when Tia gets involved with the accents, it's just like...
Leather jackets.
What are you?
You sound like Bugs Bunny.
What are you saying?
Jersey.
Why are you so
he
old?
He only knows Jersey accents from Bugs Bunny.
Oh,
that's
I thought
exactly.
It was going to be Jersey Shore is all he knows.
Oh, no, that too. That's a good one.
Yeah.
GTL.
Hey, do your story. I'll just leave.
Oh, buddy. Buddy. All right, so anyway, we're in Jersey.
There's a guy in New Jersey.
Yeah, bada boom.
He went to the bank and got
the
money.
Yeah, that's where you get the money, right?
Except he took some fake money.
I took the fake
bank.
Money.
Some,
hey.
Some motion picture money to the
all
bank.
Oh, the motion picture money. Yeah, that's no good
able,
yet.
He was able to use some of it
at
the convenience stores.
Oh,
at the
store.
What are they called? The like little stores.
A bodega.
Thank you. He went to a bodega and used the money there.
In my bag.
That was a tie. He's like, it's a bodega. I don't know what the hell you're doing over there. There are Italians in New Jersey.
Yes.
It's a bodega. Abundanza. Okay. So he's spending the funny money. I get it.
But yeah, it took the money to the bank, and the bank was like...
Oh, the bank was like, we're not a bodega. Yeah.
This,
wow, that's
this
stupid.
Is, this is a fake. And anyway, he was arrested.
Can we change the name of this whole thing to just stupendously stupid accents?
Yes.
Us trying to do the sounds of... Okay, so yeah, that's her story. My story comes out of... Wait, that's not my story. My story comes out of... Wait, that's not my story. What story
it's
am I
It's not
doing?
My story.
It's not here.
What was I... Oh my God, I forgot what I was doing. Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it. My story comes out of... I don't know where my story comes... Oh, Georgia. 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 Oh, 34-year-old dude in Georgia was working at a McDonald's and it got too busy. He couldn't
cope.
Oh,
no.
He didn't know what to do. So he went out behind the restaurant to the dumpster to calm down for a minute.
Okay.
And thought, what's more calming than dumping flammable liquid in the dumpster and lighting it on fire so we have to evacuate the premises?
No.
Super smart!
What?
You gotta do what you gotta do for a break, man. Yeah,
hello? They evacuated the restaurant. What's not happening anymore? What's not happening?
No work is being done.
It's not busy.
It's not
and guess
busy.
What? The ice cream machine is broken now.
It's legit. Legitimately, finally.
They're having a fire sale.
Yeah, no, he's going to jail forever.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, the thing that really did him in is he filmed himself doing the whole thing.
No,
really?
God.
Yeah, so. Arson charges. That McDonald's is... Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
It's the McDonald's, okay? We're done for today, everyone. Those are all stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.